If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas.
My name is Tom Ag, and as always, I'm joined by Ag Jack, Billy Big Shot, and Cowdog Clay. We don't have a hell of a show for you today because the fucking world is ending. We'll get into it later, but just know the wheels are fucking coming off, baby, and we're going to crash hard in the fucking stock market. Let's get into Florida and A&M. Ag Jack?
Yeah, so Florida A&M was a game that was played on Saturday at 11 a.m., and it was a football game. There were four quarters, and A&M lost. I think that was it.
Yeah.
So we can just, you want to end it there?
I had some thoughts there. I actually watched the game. I don't know if you guys didn't. I thought it was sad that the offense actually looked somewhat capable in a way. And it was just, I think we win this game absolutely without the 33 fucking players out, or the 12 starters.
I mean, win this game if Connor starts.
I don't know. I mean, the defense was terrible again. It looked like it showed that we were missing starters on defense for sure. But it was sad because, like, we moved the ball well. Like, we had enough of an offense that we should have been able to win this game. It was just the defense let us down with Anthony Richardson just double creaming us at every possible opportunity. So it was tough to see from Durkin. I think it should be a matter of time before he's fired. I'd like to see it before the end of the season, but I don't think we will.
Yeah, I think you said it during the game. The defense is cooked. I think that whatever blueprint is out on how to play us, all the teams in the SEC have it, and they are going to dominate us going forward. Could you guys hear that or no?
Yeah, you can't be in the SEC. I can hear you. You can't be in the SEC and not be able to stop the run. It's just plain and simple. We're going to get smoked every single game in the SEC, and apparently by Appalachian State, who has an SEC run game, apparently. If you can't stop the run.
So bright spots from the game. A-Chain came out with his hair on fire, held us in the game, 16 carries, 122 yards, two touchdowns. Evan Stewart just continues to be awesome. Eight catches for 120 yards. I think he had a bad drop. Moose, seven catches, 99 yards. He's looking good. It felt like that was Haynes King's best game of his career. And he had a 37.8 QBR.
He didn't throw a pick.
Yeah, that's why.
Hey, you know,
he tried.
Hey, good for Haynes, man. You know, he came to the game, he was feeling himself. No picks. That's what's up.
Also, King ran, he had two carries for negative 12 yards, averaged negative 6 yards per carry.
Bro, he's a freak, dude.
He just didn't turn the ball up. Right?
Okay. Him not running the ball was the biggest L we could have taken, I would say. During that game. That's like the only upside he brings, and he just decided not to use it that game.
Does he even bring it? Like, is that even an upside of it? Like, every time he runs, he's either falling over or
really run. Like, he has opportunities to just tuck it and go, and it's like, you're the fastest fucking guy on the team. Go. Show us that. Like, do what you're supposed to be good at. Yeah. And he just never does it.
The real question is, did Haynes King play well enough to beat Florida?
No.
I think it's
what
debatable.
Do you mean if the defense played
on
well?
Okay. On the two drives where we had sack fumbles, dude, he did not have 3 seconds. No way in hell. Those guys were so fast whenever they got back there. He had no chance in hell. O-line.
I agree with you, but a good quarterback like Connor is going to like shift around in the pocket and make like those hot reads. He doesn't do that. Haynes does not do that.
All right. So point taken, but being at the game, there was a specifically every single time they were coming into the north end zone, they would just the O line, if we tried to run the ball with A-Chain on like first down or passing situations, what's Haynes going to do? Step up in the pocket and get mauled by the stunting defensive tackle, trying to avoid the defensive end? Dude, he had no shot.
His edge is supposed to be his athleticism and like getting outside the pocket, making plays. He just doesn't do it. Like
that was the expert that he didn't use it. I thought the other bright spot, which was good to see, was Le'Veon Moss finally playing. I don't know why randomly it took this long for him to play, but he looked significantly better, I would say, as a change of pace back. Even a little bit more power, I think, than A-Chain. So it was good to see him, and hopefully we can – I mean, the point at this point of the season, the hope is hopefully we can – hopefully they come back. That's what we're looking for.
Like you're saying A-Chain, like, comes back?
I'm saying Le'Veon Moss comes back.
Well, A-Chain, I saw today that he still hadn't decided. I don't know what that means. I mean, everyone's going out. It's a max. It's a mass exodus, like it was from the stands at the end of the game, as Tom pointed out on Twitter after the game ended. He was like mad that everyone had left their seats after the game.
No. I just wanted to see what this fucking idiot is doing to literally the greatest fan base of all time. I just want that to be on record. And also, I don't really remember posting that.
Like brainwashed fan base of all time, maybe.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Wait, so what? How did you guys feel in the morning when you saw that Connor wasn't going to play? I mean, I know it was like kind of questionable all week, but the night before we had heard that he was going to start, and then we woke up and it was like, oh, he's out. This became completely unwatchable.
Like, I did not want to see Haynes King. It really disappointed me. Like, no lie. I feel kind of bad saying that, but I was genuinely disappointed. Like angry.
This is a perfect case study for all you virgins out there on TechSags and all on the message boards. Nobody has any fucking sources. None of them mean anything. It was, oh, Connor's, he's clear to play. It's going to be fine. No, none of that means shit because all these dudes are literally just in their fucking office pretending to work and making up shit that they think is going to happen.
Yeah,
what I'm telling you, it's 99% bullshit.
Only Lucci knows what's going on. Don't forget that.
Got his finger on the pulse. Finger on the pulse.
What if he's like so in on it that he's like, it's like psyops at that point. He's like, Jimbo doesn't want to tell anybody that Wegman's not starting until the day of, so Florida doesn't prepare.
You're going to get shocked by Haynes King. You know?
Well, they were kind of surprised at the beginning, and then it just kind of, you know, our defense just didn't hold up.
I don't think they were surprised by Haynes. It was just a
65-yard
run by A-Chain.
Yeah, honestly, that's pretty much the gist of what happened. So that game was awful. Anthony Richardson looked pretty good. He's a freak athlete. Yeah. What did he have? He had a 60-yard touchdown run, 7 for 78.
Bro, that Blake Sims vibes. Not Blake Sims. Is it? Yeah, Blake Sims.
Definitely Blake Sims vibes. I'm with that.
All right, you guys take that take. We're gonna put that up on Twitter when they get drafted, and then we'll follow their careers and see if he matches up with Blake Sims or not.
You're just an Anthony Richardson dick rider because you think he's like Cam Newton the second. Like, it's just I just don't get why you're like still pushing this.
He's baby Cam, bro. He's
he looks good. I don't know. He's a freak.
He looked bad every other game.
Like, he barely beat us with 13 starters out. What are you talking about?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think he might be something.
5-4 now. Congratulations. Man,
ooh, he's cooking, baby. He's cooking.
So, yeah, that Connor being out just deflated everything that morning and wasn't really fun to watch.
I mean, from a team perspective, I don't get how you're like. Imagine you're on the team and you realize that we're gonna have 13 starters out and we're playing an SEC team at home. How are you like psyched to play that game? I don't think any of us were expecting a win, but it seemed like it was gonna be a tough one. But I thought we played better than I guess expected with 13 out, but not obviously pretty trash. So let's do a recap on the game picks before we move on, though.
Okay, I've got him.
Probably all got it wrong, I would assume.
Yeah, so Tom went 28-20 A&M, Billy 34-20 A&M, me 52-48 A&M. We didn't get one from Cowdog because he was busy. Cowdog, did you listen to the show last week?
Yeah, I downloaded it.
I don't think he did. I feel like he did.
No, he did. He was texting me about it. He was saying your picks were trash. That the fade the public thing is.
Yeah, stupid. I wanted to see what he thought about what was Peeven Agjack, but I don't think he listened. Anyways, my bold prediction was Wegman and Richardson combined for over 800 yards. Also, that the third, second, and 10 of the game, Wegman would have a 3-step drop and throw a slant to Moose for a gain of 6. Neither of those happened. Billy said two touchdowns for Wegman and A-Chain. You got A-Chain.
That would have guaranteed hit.
Agreed.
Tom said that Wegman would break three tackles on a 62-yard touchdown run.
Anthony Richardson did that.
Yeah. So almost. And yeah, that's all we've got for last week. We're really on fire, guys. I don't think we've been within like 10 total points and like pick the winner for 3 weeks.
That's the problem. We keep picking ourselves to win.
Brainwashed, because we're brainwashed. We buy into the hype.
It's not even buying into the hype. We all thought Connor was playing on last Tuesday or whenever we recorded.
Dude, we're 3-6. It's not brainwashed. Like, we just expected to not be 3-6. Like, I think everyone would say, like, if our win total was over 5, everyone would be like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about that. I'll take it.
Dude, we're an oink doink and return touchdown away from being 2-7.
I think Jimbo would be probably gone if we were 2-7.
I don't know, man.
Because our only win was against Sam Houston State. That would be unbelievable.
But again, the biggest buyout in college football history was like between $20 and $25 million. Ours is $85 million.
He's not going anywhere. Set the neither is Durkin. Durkin will be back next year. Just wait.
The O-line coach is gone. I'm hoping Durkin's gone. I think we bring in I don't think Jimbo's going anywhere, obviously, but still.
What if Jimbo is too stubborn for this? And also on the O-line coach, what if Jimbo makes this excuse? You had like how many freaking guys injured on the O-line? What's up?
Doesn't matter. Everyone, like whoever is playing should be better than what they've been. Like plain and simple.
So it's a product thing.
A&M gave up 300 on the ground again this week. So it's just one of those things where it's like that's kind of become their identity. It's just giving up.
But dude, we got 5-star recruits. We got 5-star recruits at the D-line, bro. Fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck 5-stars. Oh. They can all go home. So that's a good segue into what happened today. Yeah, Anthony Hill, the number 2 overall recruit, decommitted from Texas A&M today. And it's rumored that he's going to go to Texas.
Who is rumoring? Like, bro.
Our own people. At least
today.
Yeah.
Our own people are saying he's going to Texas. So
why is that more appealing? I don't think that's any more appealing than going to A&M right now. Like, yeah, I mean, like Sark has like the same record through 2 seasons or like worse than Herman, I think.
Everyone preyed on our downfall because we paid more. And now it's like we just got made fun of all year. We lost a few games. Our quarterback sucked. And now everyone's just jumping ship. He wasn't the only one. It looked like Bobby Taylor also is decommitting. Who he's kind of been like the social media ringleader of the recruits. Or he's transferring. Yeah. So a lot of people are entering the portal.
I haven't seen that.
What are you saying? One person and who is a scrub who doesn't even play. That's the reason he's entering the portal. Not because we're not good to begin with, but like the reason he's leaving is because he hasn't played for shit. When he's been out here twerking on Twitter, trying to bring every possible recruit that's better than him. To the program, what did he expect? That's the reason he's transferred. He's going to fucking Jackson State. I'm sorry. I'm not ready to say this guy's calling until he loses a real recruit. Not necessarily a recruit, but he loses a real player, like an actual contributor to the transfer portal. I'm not concerned about it.
You lost the number two recruit in the next recruiting class.
Okay.
Who's like a bona fide fucking like Lawrence Taylor guy, according to like the people that care. So I don't know, man. It's not a good look. It doesn't feel good. It feels like it's very reactionary to the things that have gone on this season, on the field, off the field. It feels like the locker room is a little bit in a state of flux where we don't know if they're like bought in. We don't know if they care. Maybe it's going to be a good thing. We get some of the cancer carved out from this team and they just come together and the guys who stick around, you know, next year, they just kick ass with a good quarterback. Or it's the beginning of the end for the Jimbo era, and he's just going to keep gaining weight every game. He looks like he gains 20 pounds, and we just continue to suck, fire him next year, and then start all over.
All those Dixie chicken burgers.
Yeah, he looks like he's been spending a lot of time at Dixie Chicken.
I'm just looking at the past like linebacker recruits. I haven't even heard of half of these guys. And they're like,
oh,
they're
bad.
I don't know, just like past like top linebacker recruits in the nation.
Mm.
Who's Brandon Smith?
Hey, don't talk shit about Brandon Smith. He's Carolina.
Number 19 Panther. Player in the 2019 class, bro. Fucking huge mistake that we missed him.
He's a Carolina Panther.
Is he really? Damn, yeah. That's how you know he's trash, bro.
The beast. It's Penn State.
Yeah, he did.
They're going to the Mavs game tonight. A lot of people there.
No one cares about your fucking Mavs game. All right, so let's all say it, dude. It felt like the fucking program was crumbling today. It felt like it was in shambles. I was letting off some steam on Twitter. Billy didn't like it. Billy's like, oh, don't say mean things about our team. People aren't going to like that. No, fuck that. I'm going to say what I want to say about the team, especially during when there's heightened emotions, whether it's good or bad. We got to take advantage of it. We got to be a part of the conversation. That's what we are. We're Agnox. We're Agnox. Okay, go ahead, Billy.
It's not. You're not being part of the conversation, bro. Like, there's no conversation. You're not even getting interactions with the shit that you're posting out there, bro, where you're just saying how we're fucked and like everything's over. It's just ridiculous that like based on one high school player who hasn't played a fucking snap in college, it's like, bro, we're so fucked. It's just, I'm sorry, I'm not seeing it. Like the recruiting process is such a shit, like just an overall crock of shit that it's like, you can't be so reactionary. And yes, every other rival school's Twitter accounts are tweeting the plane crash that we're sinking ship. I don't, you hate to see it from Agnox, bro. You hate to see it from Agjack, where just like, what are you getting out of that, dude? Are you jerking? I mean, that's not the Panthers, dude.
I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, okay? And right now, it doesn't feel good. It's all about the perception of the program with recruiting. It's not actually about, like, I care about the 17-year-old five-star versus four-star versus three-star. It's about the perception of the program and what that does to future recruiting and what that does to the transfer portal. And honestly, what it does to whatever's going on in the locker room. Like, they might change their perception if they see something online or if they see things moving a certain direction. And then if you break up the inner workings of the locker room, it's just not good for team chemistry. It's not good for what they want to build in the program moving forward. Having said that, I think a lot of it also had to do with our UMass game getting put on ESPN+.
What are you talking? Like, that's the stupidest take of all time, actually.
I was
not even SEC Network. That's embarrassing.
SEC Network Plus, bro.
Oh, that's even worse.
ESPN Plus is as bad as it gets. Well, SEC Network Plus might be worse, but that's like
ESPN, yeah, having to only exclusively stream the game from a service.
I mean, it's on both, bro, but it's on the SEC alternative channel.
Yeah, channel like 7,069, right?
It's the alternative channel -2. You extreme sports package owners will know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. You cable, go. Baby.
So, officially shambles day on campus. ESPN Plus. Anthony Hill's gone.
No!
There's a serial rapist like going around campus. Not even joking. That's a thing right
that's
now.
Actually
that was not a thing. That was not a thing when I was there.
There's actually a serial rapist.
Yeah.
Or Cow Dog, look it up right now. Twitter.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in on that.
Bro, don't say it like that. Oh my god.
I'm intrigued. Yeah. Serial rapist.
I'm gonna get in on that, I think.
it's like bad though, because they're getting this guy like he looks like he's just I don't know. They had a video of him like trying to break in the door.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's just been planning this for a while, and it's weird.
I don't want to make light of it, but I think the funniest thing to come out of it has been, I don't know if y'all saw somebody suggested that the Corps of Cadets start patrolling Northside Garage. Couldn't think of anything funnier than like a freshman corridor trying to be like, hey, you sir. And it's just like some dude walking wearing a hoodie, and they're just like, yeah, I ain't like the look of you, goddammit. Feel a little weird.
They're just marching around like they're gonna do something.
If Corps of Cadets martial law has been enacted officially, that's when you can say the sky is falling, realistically.
Well, it kind of all started with the fucking the core stuff earlier in the season. We haven't recovered from that. All the Midnight Yell stuff. That was when we started going downhill this year.
If you represent the Corps of Cadets, will you do your part, what it takes to save this football program, and separate yourselves from the university and just disband altogether? That's your service to the school.
Please, God.
Oh, man.
Do you want to do Cringe Fest of the Week while we're on the topic, or do you want to jump into the picks?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Mike, I'll go first. So my Cringe Fest of the Week is people like Parker Ag on Tech Sags. So this is exactly why Agnox became a thing. But he said, yes, we lost a big recruit, been there before. Yes, we had Mono take out the starting center, flew throughout the team, multiple injuries. The rumors and BS on this board needs to get under control. This is the worst I've ever seen it in 20 years. Get a grip, or a lot of subscribers are going to walk. Like, all right, quit being a bitch. Like, quit being a bitch, dude. People are going to say what they're going to say on a message board, and nothing is worse than the fucking product that's being put on the field. You think a message board can never be as worse as the product they put on the field every Saturday? All right. That was kind of pessimistic. Jeez.
My Cringe Fest of the Week was when, during the Florida game, the ESPN cameras – oh, and I didn't even cover this shit. Because when I – first I heard that Connor was out for the game. Then I turned the game on and I saw that RG3 was calling it. And I was like, I'm in hell. There's no other way to say this. RG3 is the worst commentator to listen to. He's a cringe lord. I can't listen to anything he says. He's the worst. So anyways, following RG3's cringeness onto the field, ESPN goes with their camera and gets a video of core members jumping around singing Every Time We Touch. And it was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life, because not only does Every Time We Touch is just, it's a pretty song. And also Duke is the only other university that does that. And everybody hates when they do it. And like, they did it at the Coach K retirement ceremony. And it was terrible then. This is as bad as it gets. I'm going to play it and see if it gets.
That song was sick in like middle school camp. Like, that was the only time that song was really acceptable, I would say.
It's the Cringe Fest of the Week turned into Bitch Fest of the Week.
Every time we touch, I get this feeling. I got mine. It's going to be – just stick with me here. It's going to be a little bit of a ride. But it's going to be number one. It's going to be everyone on Twitter crying because recruits said this, X, Y, Z. Nothing means shit for any of these commitments until they sign the fucking papers. And honestly, even then – nothing matters. But you know what you need to get is somebody who wants to play for the fucking school. Fuck a five-star. Fuck anybody who thinks they're better than the program. This is something that I learned as a Manchester United fan, mate. What we did, bruv. You got to get players who want to play for the fucking badge, mate. So we had our times where we signed expensive players. We signed some fuckboys like Ronaldo and all this bull. I'm telling you, you got to go through the struggles and find some scrappy motherfuckers who want to play for the school, and those players will be better than any five-star. I'm not jerking it to, like, yeah, A&M does nothing wrong, absolutely, but fuck a five-star. Where have they gotten us? They played right away. Look where we're at. Don't blame Jimbo. Blame the fucking players on the field because they suck nuts. I'm looking at you, Denver Harris.
Thanks.
I'm done.
I'll be your dream. I'll be your wish. I'll be your fantasy.
I sing that every fucking time before I watch a Manchester United game, bro.
What you got, Cow Dog? We ain't heard from you in a minute.
Dude, I still can't get over that fucking video of the core cadets doing Every Time We Touch. I probably watched that about 20 times, and it fucking makes me want to poke my fucking eye. And that's why people hate us. Like, honest to God, like, that is why people fucking hate on the Aggies, because they see that shit and they're like, what the fuck goes on over there? And that's, I think the same thing. It's like, who are these people? Like, why are they like that? and you know they're 100% sober. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they came to the game. They just got up, you know, clapped their hand, did their whole thing, and they're at the game every time we're touching with each other. And they're fucking into it. And it makes me want to fucking pull my hair out. It is so fucking annoying because they flash to them every game. So that's what all the opposing fans see. Like, they don't see
I the think they know. The ESPN people know what they're doing when they show yes. that shit, too.
Oh, they do. They're like, oh, let's put these fucking weirdos on so everyone can fucking shit on A&M.
Hey, ESPN, if you see this, if you're listening, start showing more bitches during the game, bro. Come on.
But at least one of the core girls should just, like, fucking flash out of that uniform. The iconic.
Somebody do something cool.
You could be onto something there, Clay. You could be onto something.
One of them was just like Gary in the crowd, and all of a sudden she just bursted out some D cups, dude. That would be.
Dude, Wisconsin volleyball team broken an attendance record.
Good point.
Did you see that thing? Did you see that thing where UT sends their pledges to like come root against the A&M volleyball team one game a year?
That was kind of funny. I appreciated that.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
Yeah,
keeps the rivalry alive.
Yeah, that's like friendly banter. I was here for that.
Yeah,
so acceptable. Kind of crazy.
Nobody going to a volleyball game.
Speaking of acceptable, Billy, how are your picks?
Well, it depends if you faded me or not. That's the real question. As I'm now booking with Trent level of L's. Let me see where my list was. Okay, UNC -7.5. They fucking kneeled on the 5, up 5. Super lame.
And they could have brought back an onside kick for a touchdown. They fell down.
Yep. Pretty dope. Love to see it. Florida +3. Obviously, that fucking smacked. No questions there. And then OU -3 was another L. That one I kind of just want. I'm happy with that. I wanted that to happen. Although, in other news, just in my Venmo account right fucking now, my bookie has deposited $194. I'm just saying, outside of the official picks, I'm kind of a fucking beast, bro. I don't know. Anytime, here's just my anytime evergreen bet. If Texas has any type of lead going into the second half, just take live whatever the spread is for the other team. I promise you they will cover. Their second halves are disgusting to watch. Obviously, we were out there watching the fucking Astros. Shout out your daddy. Shout out the boys. You already know. I had Agjack with me out there. That shit was a movie. Shit was crazy. Obviously, everyone knew that was a fucking lock. Imagine being a Rangers fan. I'd literally kill myself.
I'd literally kill myself.
Damn.
Why? Because you were cheaters. An hour away from the World
Goddamn
Series.
Goddamn cheaters.
All right, we won. Cry.
You banging on the Terry Bradshaw.
Bro, imagine going to 5 World Series and only winning 2 of them. What fucking pussies, dude.
You couldn't even imagine winning 1 because it's never happened for you.
Oh, dude, sick comeback.
Our stadium is newer than yours.
Bitch.
Your stadium's a replica of Minute Maid. It's literally
no, our stadium's a replica of a shed, bro. Get it right.
Why would it be a shed? How is that better?
Texas Live? No.
You guys both could have come out and support and made it to the game. Okay. It wasn't about the Astros.
I hope. Fuck the Astros.
It was about being there for a friend.
Fuck the
and
Astros.
Also watching the Astros win the World Series.
Fuck my friends who like the Astros.
It was actually so cool being at the bar. I was like, hold, because it felt like it was like I've never been to in a city when like a championship was won, or like downtown at a bar when a championship was won. And that was just like an electric moment. Like the home run, it was like as loud as any stadium moment I've been to, and then like just winning it and everyone being happy at the same time, just like seeing the city come together, really, really big things for the H. I'm really proud of the city and everyone that's a part of it. Big things moving forward.
You guys know when you're at the game and you're like yelling so fucking loud that you get like this insane headache. I thought I was physically dying of an aneurysm. I literally left probably 15 minutes after we won. It was tough because I put my fucking body on the line for the city. I did
we
that.
All did. Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah, we did a lot. We did more than Altuve probably.
For real. For real. And that shit was a movie. Imagine if you guys could have experienced that. Also, as part of the gambling segment, fucking shout out to Mattress Mack, the biggest payout in gambling history. God, 75 million. I'm
so fucking sick of hearing about
Mattress. You would hate Mattress Mack. You would.
It's so fucking annoying. You have to hear about, Mattress Mack placed a bet on this game. Like, I don't give a fuck about
He won 75 mil. I mean, that's kind of crazy. 75
mil? What are you crying about?
This should be the one time he's in the news for anything.
Wait, so what do you think he does with his money? Like, what does that guy do?
The sad thing is, Ajax doesn't understand. I can't believe you just said that. It's a
no. I know what he does with the fucking mattresses. I'm saying his personal money.
Hey, y'all know your boy Mattress Mack is from Dallas.
Okay, he doesn't fuck with Dallas.
Yeah, he's just a better good. He's just a better person than I guess you good old boys down there.
Yeah. He just had to kind of go and slum it.
I'm sorry, you were just hating on him. So, is he trash or is he dope? I'm
confused. Nice trash. Hearing about his stories in the news, trash. I'm so sick of it. Congratulations. All right,
so I don't know. He's not on the team. I don't know how true this is, but of the 75 million he made, based on all of the mattresses he gave away, technically he's only profiting. It can't be that much.
It can be that much. It's $75 million, dude. Are you kidding me?
I know. No. So I
gives away free furniture. If you buy more than $5,000 worth of furniture and the Astros win, it's all free.
Yeah. So how many people do you think qualify for that in a year of sales? Like, there's no way that it's close to like. Yeah, but I don't think it's over $50 million.
What you're not taking into account is he's still selling a shit ton of furniture that like would be counted as profit anyways.
Yeah, he covers it. Whatever math he's using, he's definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with it either, but I just saw that and figured I'd bring it up.
So, but that begs the question again. That guy, he seems like such a weirdo. Like, what does he do with his money?
Pays for nuns to go to World Series games.
Yeah.
Bro, what if it's the mattress? What if it's a front, dude?
Probably. It might be. Honestly. It's like Pablo Escobar.
So, anyways, let's move on. I'm going to quickly do my game picks for next week. I would take these as fades, probably, but I don't know. I'm kind of feeling spicy this week, you know? Shit was kind of crazy. All right, let's get right into it. Cowdog, you're going to like this one, young man. I got LSU -3 against Arkansas. Obviously, LSU is still overrated. Let us not get it twisted. But Arkansas is ass. So, absolutely like LSU to cover 3. TCU +7 at Texas. A little spicier there, but I think this is the Anthony Hill game. And I think that bitch-ass, fickle-ass recruit just picks whatever school wins. So I like TCU here, and I think he goes to TCU to be irrelevant for the rest of his career. And then we got Duke -10. Shit, you already know. They're playing UVA, which is garbage, and Duke is kind of a movie in terms of defense and offense and special teams, so it's a little bit crazy there. And then Ole Miss +12 against Bama. I think Bama wins, but I think they're just not that good this year, man. They're just not. And I think everyone's like, oh, Bama after a loss. They're just not them. It's really Bryce Young on his own with Gibbs, but that's – I mean, we almost beat it with Haynes King. What else do you want? So those are my picks. Fade me or die. I don't know. Make yourself some money. Touch grass, etc. Get some bitches. That's all I can recommend. Especially you, Exec.
Yeah.
How's your fade the public strategy going on? I heard you lost $220 on Old Dominion money line.
No, so it was like the worst thing happened to me. So when I pulled up with you, like I usually take like a screenshot of my picks, and there were too many picks to where like I had to scroll down on the screenshot and I forgot to. So I only entered those picks into my spreadsheet. And then when we got to the bars, I was like, wait, I thought I bet on these games. Like it was like Texas and Alabama. And I was like, shit, I guess I forgot. Let me bet on them right now. And I was even at the time. So I bet on Texas, Alabama. I bet on Kansas State and Alabama to win. And little did I know, I just had doubled down on those bets. And I think like 3 or 4 of them had lost. So I was down bad, but the Fade the Public picks are still like well over 500.
So what's the total net is what we're talking right now. Okay, let's move on. We're like 40 minutes deep here. Let's talk about Auburn, the biggest matchup of the year, some might say.
Well, you missed something.
What? Oh, hey, everybody's wondering, dude. After that girly-ass fucking spread of salmon salads and charcuterie, which is the most feminine possible football spread I've ever heard, what are you cooking this week, Agda?
Well, my wife made a beautiful charcuterie board. It was actually fantastic. And it was like a great pre-meal to going out and watching the Astros win the World Series. So shout out to her for that. This week, I think that, yeah, yeah.
Did you have salmon and capas?
No, well, no.
Maybe some bagels?
That was a good try.
Fuck.
Anyways, I was thinking about, maybe I feel a little bad about this now, but I was always, I was looking out for Jimbo. I wanted to cook him a salad. I wanted to whip up some, you know, some kale, maybe get some pepitas, a little light olive oil, lemon dressing. He's looking a little tubby for eating all these L's. So I just wanted to, you know, maybe give him a meal that can pick him up going forward and get us a couple wins before the season ends. He's looking thick.
Did you just say another salad?
Well, I didn't say salad last week. You said that I made a salad, and I didn't even make a salad this week. I was thinking about it, but I didn't.
So you lied about what you were cooking, bro.
Yeah.
No. What did I say I was cooking last week? Eddie Pinheiro's. I went to H-E-B and
you texted me and said you were eating salmon salads and charcuterie.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? But I didn't end up making the salmon. It was just, it didn't happen.
So you just had salad with not even any meat?
No, we just had the charcuterie.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Auburn. Weigman's quarterback won. That was cool. That was nice to see coming out at the beginning of the week instead of just leaving us in limbo for the entire week to cry.
Yeah, I mean, thank God Weigman is number one. It's at least gives us something to be excited about whenever we turn the game on. We're going to be going to Jordan-Hare. I don't think we're favored. Isn't Auburn favored by 3?
I'm looking.
No, I think it's 1 or 1.5.
Auburn 1.5.
I find it absolutely ridiculous.
They lost their last 5.
Wait. TCU's number 4?
Yes.
Yeah, they're 8-0.
What the fuck? So they're playing Texas this week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Auburn's as much as hell as we are.
But that's the thing. No one's clowning Auburn. They got their coach
fired last week.
No, people are clowning Auburn, but Auburn didn't start the year ranked number 6.
Yeah.
And they fired their coach who was like fucking a secretary.
How is it our fault that we got ranked way too high that for any of our own good? I don't know. All right, move on. Sorry.
You in a rush?
Going into Auburn.
No, I'm just sensitive.
Sounds like
dude, this is the game they either get it together. I don't know if we can go into Jordan-Hare and win with a freshman quarterback just overall, even though it is maybe so. I don't know how good the Auburn fan base is going to be. Maybe Weigman goes in. If Weigman goes in and plays like Weigman, we have a shot. But if he's a little bit rattled about the away setting, then I don't think so.
Sure. I don't know what to expect in this game at all. I mean, Auburn's supposed to be really bad, but we're really bad. If Connor plays, it should be fun, and I think we should whip their ass. But this is exactly the conversation that we had last week about Florida. So
I don't think we win. Yeah, like guys, I can't go into a game thinking we're gonna win anymore.
But they're so bad. They're so bad.
We're not gonna be 3-7.
You know, no, I'll come with the optimism this week, and I'm going to say we win 38-20.
You have a bold prediction to go with that, Tom.
Of course. Weigman's going for over 500. And
500 yards.
He's going over 500, no turnovers, and 5 touchdown passes.
Oh. That'll be a... Plus,
you would nut your pants if you saw that. All of you would freaking start creaming uncontrollably, dude. Come on.
It'd be a gradual cream, so it wouldn't happen all at once. I'd have to recharge. Cow dog.
I'm not going to cream if we're 4-6 later. Whatever the fuck.
Like, if Wegman goes out and balls, you're not going to be like at least hype?
Well, actually, we didn't get Cow Dog's take on Wegman last week because he wasn't on the show.
Oh, that's right.
You want to go off and riff a little bit?
I mean, it was exciting to watch Wegman. Like, it looked natural. Like, when you watch Haynes King or when you watch, like, Johnson, it was all herky-jerky. You know, everything looks awkward. Like, they don't know what they're doing. And he looked like he knows what he's doing. That was, like, the biggest takeaway for me. It looked competent at some time, but then it was like, okay, well, now you can see where the play calling is bad. Because now you have a quarterback that can actually do something. And then, yeah. And then you roll out Haynes King, comes out. Just, it's a night and day difference.
What's your scoring prediction then for this week?
I'm still going to say Auburn's going to win, but I'll say it'll be close. I'm going to say like 24-20 Auburn.
Old prediction?
I'll say Wegman. Wegman goes for over 300 yards. I don't think that's that bold either, but I don't feel great about it. I haven't felt good, but if we win, hey, you know.
Well, so what we did last week was just think of really specific things, like on the second, third, and six that Connor would complete a 6-yard slant to Musa Muhammad to like the
right. Jimbo's going to come out, play action, first down in the first play of the game, play action, bomb, 60-yard touchdown.
First game, first play of the game.
That's play actually action. Pretty bold. No fucking way.
Yeah, we're not going to run. We're not going to run a dive. We're going to come out and play action.
And then after that bomb, we just don't do anything the rest of the game, according to your
score. Might not even score. Maybe we don't even score on the bomb. We just get in the field goal range.
Got it. All right, Billy, what you got?
Man, I don't know. I picked this to win every single time. I'm going to do it again. Fuck.
No.
I'm gonna go 24-7. You know, I think it's the stankest game ever. Nobody looks better by winning it. Honestly, it's just it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I kind of like it that we shut them down because their offense is fucking terrible. I'm going to go with two bold predictions. Whoever plays quarterback for Auburn throws 3 interceptions, and that they pan to Zach Calzada more than 8 times on the sideline.
That's a good one.
I don't even think about Zach. I hope he comes in. I hope Zach starts.
We'll he's lose. Like out for the season, I'm pretty sure. They like randomly said he's out for the season, and then he wasn't. But then now he's like, I'm pretty sure he's out this season. I don't know.
If Calzada played, I bet we would lose. That would be like...
I would not want to watch that.
That is what I was banking on. For the record, I fucking told y'all at the beginning of the season that if Calzada played against us, I would root on him to. I would root for him to dunk on us, and it would happen. I'm sorry.
You also said if that happened, we should disband the program.
I don't know if I said that.
Yes, you did. I have it. It's on the podcast.
All right, we'll go find it. Clip it.
Guys, I'm looking at Auburn's schedule now, and it's kind of making me change my mind. They've lost 6 out of 7, but the games they lost were Penn State, LSU, Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Mississippi State.
So we're fucked.
So I think that they're probably better than us. Damn. I'm going to go – damn, but Connor. Fucking Connor. All right.
Their quarterback is worse than Haynes King, if that makes you feel any better. Like statistically,
can they run the ball? Can they run the ball is the question.
Yeah, but they, I mean, they can run the ball on us, but.
Anyone can.
Yeah.
Ooh, they got Tank Bigsby.
All year, bro, I would average 4 yards a carry.
They have Tank Bigsby. Sounds like Quid Chun Judkins. I'm going.
Quid Chun.
Aggies. Take the W, 49-45. And I'm going to say that Jimbo, Jimbo just, he just has, you can cut this part out, but I didn't want to say something too mean about Trace and his donk, but Jimbo's just so thick right now, and he's wearing like Target A&M sweatshirts, like shit that you would get at Target. But anyways,
like I would rock that.
Exactly. So I think that's the problem. Yeah, cow dog. My bold prediction is that Evan Stewart makes 2 one-handed insane touchdown grabs and is like, I'm him. This is my shit. And they show him in slow motion saying like, this is my shit. Like, you know how they do that a lot now in football games? You'll see his mouth say like, this is my shit in slow motion as they go to commercial. Axe, take the W.
I thought you were hoping for like a Gwen Stefani
like type of voiceover, like, this my shit, this my shit. This my shit. And he's like, pointing down, he's like, this my shit. And they're like, Aggie, take the lead.
It's bananas.
Holla back, girl.
All right.
Claire. Aggie Jack's a holla back, girl. What's up?
Claire, you ready?
Yeah.
Are y'all ready to do what's peeving, Clay?
What's peeving, baby?
Y'all. Ask him. There we go.
Dog, what's peeving you this week?
No. So in the spirit of election week here in the state of Texas, what's peeving me this week is Instagram infographic stories or just people posting stories on showing their I voted sticker. Whatever party you vote is fine, but I don't need to know and I don't need a fucking lecture about why you voted for that person. And not everybody in your fucking family, friends, whole deal needs to know that you voted. And here are the reasons why with a colorful infographic chart. Because like nobody's reading those. No one reads them. No one's changing their opinion based on your fucking Instagram story. Or your fucking story with your voting sticker. Like, congratulations. You can do something that all basically everybody in America can fucking do is vote. Maybe not read, but everybody in America can vote. Like, all I'm saying is tomorrow's gonna be so fucking annoying on social media, or November 8th, when this comes out. So listen to this on election day, you know, get your get informed.
Who are you voting for, Cowdog?
I'll keep that at close to my chest. I don't want to alienate any fans here.
Did you see what I posted in the group today? The girl I went to high school with, she posted this thing saying, for all of you guys that are out there celebrating the Astros, I better see that same energy for Beto on Tuesday. How are those remotely the same? Like, what are we talking about?
This is life or death. If you don't vote for the candidate I put on my story, you're literally going to destroy a marriage. Like, fuck off.
Thank you, guys.